So for me, what happened yesterday, in, or before yesterday in Juliana's class, was she asked us to recall three movements or create three movements based on the exploration we had done. And I just found it really interesting that while I was making them, but even more so while the three couples were teaching each other their movements, it really felt like the movements were documents of the experience that we had had earlier in the day. And so just having this feeling totally changed how it felt also to perform them and to use them. Because like every time I would do one of my own movements, but also one of Iñaki's movements that he had taught me, it felt a little bit like, it felt a lot like as though I were reading. You know, like if you have a paper document with information on it and you would read them, that's how it felt to move, and especially to move using someone else's movements, but from a shared experience. So it was really like I was reading Iñaki's archive, reading Iñaki's document on his take on what had happened for him. And it was really fun, because also when you reading the movements, my own or someone else's, embodying them, it was also like when you read a document, there's a kind of sense, it makes a kind of sense. Or it kind of, it has a chronology, like it has a beginning and an end. And so when I would do it too, I felt like I begin somewhere specific, you know, like I begin with the first word, I begin with the first sensation or the first intention, and then it grows and grows the way that maybe words or a drawing or any kind of a document will kind of have a start and take shape and then have a conclusion too, or end somewhere. It ends somewhere, not just anywhere. It ends where, in a place where it has to end.